The Snow Bear, written by Holly Webb and read by Jilly Bond.
Chapter 1.
Look, Grandad, it's starting to snow.
Sarah peered out of the window, watching the first flakes spiral lazily down. Grandad looked up from the pile of old black and white photos he was sorting through and nodded.
So it is. Well, they did say it might on the news.
Sarah frowned.
Do you think it'll be snowing at home?
Could be. It's likely to be worse here, though. We're further north, and the winds from the sea make it a lot colder, too.
He got up and came to sit on the wide windowsill next to Sarah.
Why are you looking worried? You love it when it snows.
Sarah nodded. It was true that some of her best memories of winter trips to Grandad's house were of playing in the snow. But then Mum and Dad had been there too. She couldn't have a snowball fight on her own.
I hope it isn't snowing back home,
she murmured, leaning against Grandad's shoulder.
What if the baby comes and Mum and Dad can't get to the hospital?
The baby's not due till after Christmas,
he said comfortingly.
And anyway, they'd call an ambulance. Ambulance crews manage, you know. They're trained in that sort of thing.
I suppose.
Sarah gave herself a little shake. There was no point worrying. She'd just remind Dad to put a spade in the car boot when he called later, that was all.
It's settling,
she told Grandad as she watched the flakes falling faster and faster. They were staying on the windowsill outside now, not just melting away as soon as they touched it. She wriggled closer to the glass and peered up as the snowflakes whirled past. The light was fading and the sky was a strange greyish-yellow colour, as though there was a lot more snow up there.
Looks like it,
Grandad agreed.
I reckon I've done enough work for this afternoon. Shall we go and find something to cook for tea?
He kissed the top of her head, laughing.
It's all right. There are windows in the kitchen too. You'll still be able to see the snow. If it really settles, you'll be able to go out in it tomorrow. Too late now, though. It's getting dark already.
Sarah slid down from the windowsill with a tiny sigh. She loved Grandad and his strange old house. It was a stone cottage built more than 200 years ago, and it had a huge fireplace and deep windows that were perfect for sitting in. All the floors sloped and wobbled, and it was full of strange little hidey holes. But if she was at home, she'd get to go out in the snow with all her friends who lived close by. They'd build snowmen in the park and have snow fights and then go back to each other's houses to warm up. But she didn't really fancy building a snowman all on her own. And it wouldn't be quite the same just with Grandad. Sarah and her mum and dad always came to Grandad's house at the beginning of the Christmas holidays. It was a tradition. They'd stay for a few days, and then they'd all go back home for Christmas, Grandad too. But this year, Mum and Dad had decided it was better if Sarah went to stay with Grandad on her own. Dad had driven her up, stayed for a quick lunch, and headed home again. Mum wasn't in a state to be travelling far at all. She was due to have Sarah's baby brother a couple of weeks after Christmas, and she didn't want to be squashed in a car for hours. Plus, it wasn't very sensible for her to be in an old stone cottage on a clifftop by the sea, down a long bumpy track, miles and miles from a village, let alone a hospital. Sarah loved the feeling she got at Grandad's of being far away from anywhere. His house was like a safe little nest up on the cliff, like the seabirds' nests he'd shown her when they stayed in the summer. But she had to admit it wasn't the right place for Mum just now.
Does it snow like this in the far north of Canada?
Sarah asked Grandad, as she followed him out of his study and down the murky half-light of the passage to the kitchen. Grandad had put the lights on, but it was still gloomy.